Spider-Man Far From Home, Priestly Family Review. All right, in the house, it's Jack, it's Mama, it's Olivia, it's Parker. We saw the Mixed Advance screening. And this kind of officially closes phase three for the MCU. Want to give props. I think their consistency throughout all, what is it now, 22 movies?
Yeah, that's 22 movies now.
Isn't that crazy? Really amazing. And definitely a must-see. Personally, I'll kick it off. I loved it. I think it was the best Spider-Man movie I've ever seen. And I've seen them all. And I'm sorry, but I guess even that might include Into the Spider-Verse, which was phenomenal as well. But this movie was so much fun. And all right, let's put it out there. We're going to put the spoiler out there now. Shame on you if you haven't seen Endgame yet, despite the fact they're putting it back out in the theaters this weekend with the extra footage. But if you don't know, now you know. Shut down, because we're going to talk about the repercussions after Endgame. Booyah! Tony Stark is dead. Okay? You should know that by now. And if you don't, well, then don't go see Far From Home, because this is dealing with the emotional repercussions that happen between Peter and Tony and that. And who's going to be the new Iron Man. So I thought overall, Benji, thanks for chiming in. He's like, I didn't see Endgame yet. Too bad. All right, so I thought that this one was very funny. I really thought the visual effects were some of the best I've ever seen as far as Spider-Man versus Mysterio. And I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was an incredible Mysterio. Definitely go see it. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm going to sling over to Mama.
I'm not the biggest Marvel person, but I enjoyed it. Olivia and I both kind of like, all right, we'll just go see Marvel movie Spider-Man with the boys. But it had humor. I enjoyed Peter Parker, his character. I don't know the guy's name.
Sorry. Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Thank you. I don't know. He actually plays a really good Spider-Man. MJ was really good. The storyline wasn't your typical storyline for your action.
It was a road trip movie.
It definitely was a very good movie to go see. And I think if moms out there feel the same way I do, you won't be bored sitting here watching another yet action Marvel movie. So go see it.
Parker Beans, what do you got, Parker?
I really loved it. By far, this is one of my favorite movies I've ever seen.
Oof. And that's on the heels of Yesterday.
Yeah. I think Spider-Man Far From Home was better than Yesterday a lot. I would always give this a 20 out of 10.
Dang. All right. Olivia, what do you think about it?
Bo.
Oh, go see Spider-Man Far From Home to Bo, what we're talking about. But, is that all you care to say?
No, but
what did you say?
She said Bo.
I liked it a lot. I would give it a 8 out of 10 because I know I'm not much into Marvel movies or Spider-Man movies.
You just killed Parker.
Yeah. But it was other really good. It was really funny, too, and I liked Tom Holland, too. He's a good person to play Spider-Man.
Tom is great. Jack, what do you say?
Well, I loved it. I definitely thought it was, like, I agree with Dad. It's definitely one of the best Marvel Spider-Man movies they've made. Like, just Spider-Man movies overall, not even just Marvel, because, like, Fox was Spider-Verse. So, yeah, I would rate it a 10 out of 10. And it has, like, a bunch of twists, so that's, like, it makes it even more exciting than it already is.
Kind of involves the Mysterio character.
Yep.
They did a well-rounded package. And here, this isn't a spoiler, but certainly a cool thing. You will notice a scene missing that was actually featured in many of the commercials and trailers leading up. You did point it out.
It's the scene where they're fighting inside the,
the restaurant or wherever the heck it is.
I don't know. And then, like, with the police officers, are you going to be the next Spider-Man? He's like, no, I'm too busy doing your jobs. And
yep.
That's not in the movie.
Not in the movie. Oh, my Peter tingles just went off. End credits. Gotta stay till the very, very end. However, I believe it was the first end credit scene where everybody went nuts.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
In the commercials, the very, very end.
Which is weird, I know.
No, but it didn't show
everything. No, I know. It didn't show everything, but holy moly, oh yes moment.
I'm kind of happy, but kind of mad that they did this.
I don't know why you would be any mad at all. It was awesome. I flipped out. So go see it. Spider-Man Far From Home slings into theaters July 2nd. A must view for your summer movie list. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't get it.